In fact, I was very grateful to them for allowing me to go to Europe, because I had not been at the cathedral but a few months. When I went to Europe, I came to the cathedral as an apprentice in beginning in June, but I started actual duties in September, and then I went to Europe in January, and I left the first of the month and did not return until the end of the month, something like the 29th. I left on the 5th, returned on the 29th. So I was really gone, you know, all that time, but the cathedral was very pleased about it. In fact, they made sort of an issue of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was good for the cathedral to be able to say our assistant organist is doing a concert tour of Europe.
And they felt that you were actually spreading the name of the cathedral. Right. Of course, and naturally I did.
Of course. Well, let me clean up the rest of this bit that I didn't quite do properly before. This question I just simply skipped somehow or other. It was when we were talking about bedspreads and quilts and that kind of thing, I should have asked this. If you had too much company and not enough beds and you made up a thing on the floor, what would you call it?
That's a pallet.
Okay. And when we were talking about woodpeckers and I suggested peckerwood to you, and then we started talking about using peckerwood as a pejorative term, I didn't ask you whether you'd ever heard peckerwood for the bird.
No.
No, okay. And then this is just something that will not come up in conversation because you don't use this grammatical form. If a bunch of people were standing around the piano making noise, you would say they were doing what?
Normally, you would say that they were singing.
Okay, and if someone told a joke, they would be...
laughing.
Okay. What that item wants is for you to say a singing and a laughing.
There would be a singing and a laughing.
Yeah, old country people say that.
Old country people say that.
But you wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Then, I didn't extensively enough investigate when we were talking about the drunks and the derelicts, and I should have asked you about some other terms. Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else for derelict that you might use? Someone who's not necessarily a drunk.
Bum, maybe. Mm-hmm. Perhaps we said that.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't say that. Would you ever use hobo? Does that mean anything to you?
A hobo, I don't think of him so much as being a derelict as I think of the hobo. I associate the hobo with train travel. Mm-hmm. And many of them were not really derelicts as such. Many of them were very intelligent and maybe quite learned, except that for some reason they liked that sort of carefree, nomadic lifestyle.
Are they still around? Do people still travel that way?
I think that there are a few people who probably travel that way. It used to have a special kind of romance about it, but I think that has gone with the disappearing of the trains.
Yeah.
A lot of that changed, and of course there were always the I guess railroad detectives or something, you know, who were continuously trying to chase them off. But I believe that a lot of that's sort of gone. It's a bygone era.
Yesteryear. And when talking about the glass of water, I should have asked you, do you know names for different types of glasses?
Well, that's a tumbler. And the iced tea glass. And
how does an iced tea glass differ from a tumbler, or does it?
It would be taller, and in many instances, smaller. Mm-hmm. And of course, they are special alcoholic beverage glasses. I don't know what they're always called. You know, that's one that's a little shorter. Like the highball glass would be sort of tall, and slender, whereas the